This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, first name Donetta, D-O-N-E-T-H-A, date of birth, January 4th, 1948, the date of evaluation, January 17, 2023, follow-up evaluation, February 20, 2023. The referring physician is Dr. Susan Ferguson. The chief complaint, the patient is a 75-year-old African-American female who complained of swelling in the feet and ankle, period. She further reported symptoms of chest pain, period. The HBI. The patient reports swelling of the lower extremity over the last year, period. Over the last 9 months, she has had persistent swelling, period. She further reports history of asthma and notes that she had been most recently experiencing shortness of breath on walking half a block, period. She further reports chest pain, period. Chest pain typically occurs at night. She notes that chest pain is sharp, but sometimes usually dull. Pain is worse on lying down. She stated that she sleeps on a recliner because of back pain, period. She has had no exertional chest pain, period. Past medical history, hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number asthma, past surgical history, hernia repair times two, bilateral total knee replacement, next number carpal tunnel release, next number left eye surgery. The medications, carvedilol 3.125 milligrams BID, hydralazine 50 milligrams BID, enteric-coated aspirin 81 milligrams daily, zinc 1 daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily. The allergies, ibuprofen results in swelling, tetracycline results in papilledema. Family history, mother had myocardial infarction and coronary disease. Both parents had lung cancer. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. The review of systems, constitutional, unremarkable. Skin, she has had moles, itching, and skin changes, period. Eyes, she has impaired vision and wears glasses. She further reports dryness and pain. Ears, she has tinnitus bilaterally, but reports right ear hearing loss. Nose, she has sinus problems / allergies. Neck, she has decreased motion and stiffness, especially in the morning. Respiratory, she has cough, sputum, wheezing, and dyspnea. Cardiac, she has edema. She has chest pain, otherwise as per HBI. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea, heartburn, and abdominal discomfort. Genitourinary, she has urgency. Neurologic, she has headaches. Musculoskeletal, she has diffuse joint pains. Psychiatric, she has depression and anxiety. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 185/89, pulse 81, respiratory rate 20, height 61 inches, weight 212.4 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Impression, this 60, correction, this 75-year-old female presented with one hypertensive urgency and evidence of congestive heart failure. She was noted to have a soft systolic murmur and 3+ fitting edema, period. She further has history of asthma and hypercholesterolemia, period. The plan, patient was started on Bumex 2 milligrams BID, potassium chloride 10 milliequivalents POBID, minoxidil 10 milligrams POBID, losartan and hydralazine were instructed to be held, period. Interval history, patient is seen on in follow-up on February 20, 2023. Blood pressure is noted to be better controlled at 163/90, pulse 69, respiratory rate of 20, period. She had stopped taking minoxidil as she had chest tightness, period. She is currently taking Bumex only. Breathing is much improved. Chest discomfort has also resolved. The impression, one, congestive heart failure, improved. Next number, hypertension, better controlled, but needs much work. The plan, Bumex 2 milligrams POBID, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams POBID, potassium chloride 10 milliequivalents POBID. She has history of asthma, but suspect that most of her symptoms of dyspnea is from congestive heart failure and blood pressure inadequate control, period. Will monitor for wheezing, period. I will see her in 3 months or PRN. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.